You're listening to Nick's Knacks and KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny. Nick is the CEO of Nick's Knacks and KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny, and the 2019 Greeley Chamber Ambassador of the Year. Nick's Knacks also touches on local and global issues through Nick's perspective, offering unique insights into the world's happenings. Prepare to learn something new in this thought-provoking and entertaining show.
You're listening to Nick's Knacks with Alyssa on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome to another week, the last day of the month.
Dun, dun, dun.
It seems like just a month ago, people were saying it's going to be May.
Alyssa, did you say that the month is dun, dun, dun?
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying. Good one, Micah.
Wow, was Point that really Micah. Your intention?
No.
Oh.
No.
But still, Micah, good twist on that.
Yes, I agree.
Golly.
This month just flew by. I don't know about you, but this has been the busiest month of the year for me. It's been crazy.
May is, I had a barbecue on Memorial Day, had some folks over, smoked a pork butt, forgot about the ribs, and they burnt to a crisp. They looked like a corpse. There was no salvaging them. That was too bad. But at least the pork butt was absolutely delicious. Everyone is just exhausted and tired.
Yeah.
And, they were just saying May is the worst month of the year. Every parent hates it because it's the end of everything. The last concert, the last this, the last that, the last the other. And it's like, well, yeah, you miss enough concerts and you have to go to the last one.
It's true.
There might not be a next one. Then the graduations, then the graduation parties.
Those are just the worst.
And then you have Memorial Day, you've got Mother's Day, you've got Cinco de Mayo, you have May the 4th. I mean, this is a very holiday-ridden...
And my birthday.
And Alyssa's birthday.
Yes.
It's a holiday-riddled month.
It is. All the big ones, like May the 4th, and just...
Yeah.
Whew, that one was huge for me this year.
It did go fast. But I am glad to say that I passed my Series 66
Yay!
Exam.
I wish we had the sound effect of the kids cheering. Yay!
I had put in so many hours, over 700 hours for this SIE, the Series 7, and the Series 66 combined. And I had a whopping like 4 days off. I did not know what to do with myself. But more on that later, because I'll probably forget.
Yes.
That's done. The next steps is an 8-week Know Your Customer course. Then I go either to Tempe or St. Louis, and then I'm back in Northern Colorado ready to launch my practice.
How do you feel?
I feel like...
The weight is lifted?
Significantly.
Oh, good.
No more if you fail, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
I went in and I was feeling... The biggest thing with me, I was worried that I wasn't worried. So I was stressing myself out even more than had I just been nervous and anxious about the exam. But I was stressing out because I wasn't stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
But all my studying went well. All my 17 practice exams, only one fail.
That's good.
2 points. And then, I was just,
Wow, well, congratulations. That's so exciting.
I'll tell you, I haven't properly celebrated. I'll celebrate when my office is open.
Yes.
But,
ribbon cutting.
Yeah, we're going to have a block party. I'm going to have to seal off the parking lot. It's really underwhelming. You know, you're in this testing center where you can't, you don't have access to anything. Phone, what, nothing. You're isolated from the outside world. You know, you're locked into that room with dozen or so other test takers. I took this one in the afternoon and my other ones had been in the morning. And you know, you're just in the zone and you're going. You don't know how much time has passed. You don't know what, you know, day it is. Well, you kind of do. But you know, you have to go through all of these steps. You know, I went back and I think the last exam I took, I went back and changed too many answers. So I went back, I'm reviewing. I go, you know what, Nick? No, you're not going to change anything because I'm such a numbers nerd that when I was taking all my practice exams, I'd list them into columns, you know, confident, you know, jot the number down, 50-50, and then I don't know, you know. And there are 10 experimental questions on each of the exams, things you've never seen before, you've never read about, just and you're not graded on them positively or negatively, but still it trips you up when you have multiple answers in a row. Where you're like, this is alien and foreign to me, and it gets in your head. But at the end, I had about maybe 84 confident ones, and I was like, I've never had this many in the confident column, maybe 12 in the 50-50 and 6 or so in the I don't know. And I said, you know, whatever, I'm just going to go. When I change answers, I miss more than I usually change to the correct answers. So I said, why would I do that? the numbers speak for themselves. So went through, ready to submit, hold my breath. Are you sure? Yes.
It's the worst.
Take a breath in, press next, close my eyes, sign this consent thing. You know, click consent. I go, for crying out loud. Okay. Next, close my eyes, slowly look up. You have to confirm who you are.
Oh, my God.
It's so yep. – and I forget how many steps there are because the adrenaline is just rushing. Mm-hmm. Then the next one, you're like, whatever, just get me to it. Click, and then it pops up. And there's nothing. It's just a – looks like an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper in the top third with your name, your number, your date, what exam you took, and just plain 12-point font pass.
Oh, wow.
It is, that is the most anticlimactic. And then you have to pack everything up. You have to go through these surveys. You have to go and you're locked in this room. So you have to wait until they let you out. You have to sign all this paperwork. You have to get your paper printed, get it notarized, unlock your locker and all that stuff before you can even, you know.
Tell anyone.
Yeah. By that, five, almost 10 minutes have passed sometimes. So.
Wow.
Yeah. That's.
But you at least, I hope you got to take a moment with yourself and. Be excited and proud.
That was probably the other day dancing in my garage.
You danced in your garage?
Just a little bit. I was happy for a fleeting moment in the past.
You danced in your garage. Nice. That's a good way to do it.
It was not nearly the dance quality. That was almost 2 years ago, Alyssa, that I did Dancing with the Stars.
I know. That was crazy.
Wow.
Wow. Time flies.
It does. Anyway, that's all that nonsense. It's not nonsense. It's really important.
Mm-hmm. And it's done.
It is done. I will never have to take those exams again.
Thank God.
Unless I lapse in my continued education, but I'm not going to do that. I will not risk it.
No. That sounds like it was terrible.
Yeah.
But wow, it's been such a long time coming. It's been 5 months.
3.5.
What?
Mid-February.
Oh, I guess I'm thinking of, yeah.
When I left my other job.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Wow. 3.5 is a long time, too.
No, it's – well, not – I feel like I've learned so much in a short amount of time.
Yeah. You're like a sponge.
Yeah. And every now and again, I had to get in the microwave and get all the germs and I don't know. Anyone do that with their
– Nope.
No?
I've never done that.
No. It's a quick way to clean your
– Sponge?
Yeah. If you're washing dishes with them. Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of what soap in my microwave would do to the air in there, you know?
No.
With the microwave powers of...
Waves? Microwaves?
I don't know how they work. I am extremely afraid of explosions. I don't know how it could cause one, but I believe that it could. So I won't microwave my sponge, but congratulations.
I mean, you are from war-torn Denver, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the explosions are real. God, there's just so many. Too many to count.
Wow. Anyway, so that's been my month and a... Whatever.
Wow.
As I hit the mic.
Wow.
Alyssa, you?
Well, it's been a crazy month for me, too. We finished, let me think, really think about the start of the month. We finished in the span of like 1 week, I turned 24, which was really awesome. We finished our concert season at the Greeley Phil. This was not my first, but it's like a half one, but I've done it before. So it was cool to do. These jobs, I'm learning a lot more about it. And then I moved. I had to move really quickly from the upstairs unit of my house to the downstairs unit. I moved the day after the season ended. So that was terrible. I wasn't packed. Rosie had been out of town for a week. They weren't packed. My roommate, it was just crazy. But we got moved, thank God. And then a little cat showed up in my house. She just walked right in.
In your house?
Yes. We were moving things and Oatmeal, my other cat, was... locked in a bedroom, and Rosie was just like, oh my gosh, there's a cat. And we'd been talking about getting a new cat, a kitten, because Oatmeal is so friendly, and he just always paced upstairs. We'd play with him as much as we could, but he's so active. And she just walked in. She was covered in mats. She was super thin. And yeah, we were able to get her into the vet pretty quickly. They medically shaved her, and yeah, so she's like... She's very bald now. She's a long-haired cat, though. She weighs 6 pounds. But she's full grown.
After the haircut or before the haircut?
Before.
Oh.
I know. So even less now. But she's awesome. Her name's Sophie. They haven't met yet. But she has a lot of health things going on, unfortunately.
I bet. She grew up on the streets.
She did. I can't believe. Now that our neighbors used to have a pretty territorial cat. And now that cat is gone, I have like 5 stray cats that I feed in the morning. And it's getting a little out of hand, but they're so cute. I just need to go. I need a Costco membership so I can afford cat food at the rate that I'm going through it.
That's fair. Well, I have a Costco card. If you ever enjoy a monthly Costco run,
I would love
that.
They
are my favorite times. And I love taking new people to Costco.
I've only been for business. I've never been to Costco for pleasure.
Oh.
So,
I don't shop at Costco because Costco, the owners of Costco don't own the Broncos. So I go to Sam's Club, or as I call it, Broncos Club.
Mm. Bronco Nation. Right.
Broncos Country.
That's the one. Ah.
I think it's more of a club now.
Yeah.
The Broncos Club.
Broncos Country.
Micah loved that.
I will jump through the bulletproof glass and I'll pick you up and
Is
throw you
bulletproof?
In that trash right there.
It's not, but they have to tell Micah that just in case he really upsets somebody on the air.
Yeah.
Well, this has been the monthly catch-up with Nick and Alyssa. We don't see each other as often as we used to, so this is now the first segment. Oh, we've got astrology. Maybe we'll talk about the series finale of the show Barry that Micah and I talked about last week. Ted Lasso comes to an end, actually.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm watching Pretty Little Liars, so if anybody wants to talk about that.
Wowzers. Anyway, stay tuned for more Nick Snacks. We'll be back after this break. I don't know why Will Smith is on. I have revolted against Will Smith after the petty slap from the Oscars.
Yeah. I'm not taking sides.
No?
I don't know enough about anything. I don't engage with pop culture enough to know.
The slap heard around the world. You know what's ironic about
Except
that?
Except in her house.
Yeah. But that's true.
Not even in the downstairs.
No, maybe. But I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know.
No. I didn't know Will Smith was a rapper.
Yes, that is one thing I know. Rosie has, my roommate has a Will Smith CD. So when our aux cord isn't working in the car, it's Will Smith.
Wow, that sounds tough.
It is. It's interesting. It's fun. Yep.
Well, gosh, there's a lot going on. Lots to talk about.
Yes.
But also, lots to not talk about.
We could just sit in silence for the rest of the show. Let everybody have a good think.
Yes. A good think is nice. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. It's like the start of summertime.
Mm-hmm.
The
storms.
You know what? I'm a little irritated about the storms.
All right. Let's get into it.
I'm not getting hit. Now, I desperately need hail so I can get a new roof. I was looking into solar, and it said, yeah, we can, but you need a new roof. And it's the cheap, and I do mean cheap, builder's roofing that they put on, you know, just to make a house complete. These builders don't actually give the crappiest stuff they're installing.
Mm.
So it's lived its life. And every time, what was it, Sunday or Saturday? No, Sunday, we got hail in Greeley. Of course, it's sunny on my side of town after I came from downtown, where Central Greeley was getting hammered with hail, and nothing where I am.
I've gotten hail for the past 3 or 4 days at my house, and it's crazy.
Can you take some over to me?
I would love to, because I have a street that it's built on a slope, and where we park our cars gets really flooded. It gets really, it gets scary over there because they...
Do you park uphill?
We park like the... No, it's not. It's slanted like this, not like up and downhill, but like that one side of the street is lower than the other side of the street.
Oh, I see.
And right in front of my house, it's just so convenient. And when it's 85 degrees out in the morning, you don't ever think it's going to hail. And this has been my roommate's first experience with hail here. They've just always missed it.
Oh,
so.
Hail no.
I know.
Wow.
They really got quite frightened the first time it happened, but now we're used to it.
Now, I don't want hail now. See, they missed its opportunity because now I've planted my garden and I don't want my garden damaged.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting. I got plants from the GPO Guild event and I haven't planted them yet because it's been hailing so much.
Well, I guess I would rather have my plants destroyed, which is only a couple $100s, than, you know. No, I'd like my roof destroyed.
Yes.
I mean, that's $20,000.
And would you get a hot pink roof?
No.
a custom roof?
No. None of this is me.
Solar.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the cool. Shingles aren't solar, but the panels would be.
That'd be awesome. Well, I hope it hails at your house soon.
Me too.
So you would want to get shingles?
Not the virus. It's a virus, right?
You already have it, I think.
Well, yeah, because we got the shingles vaccine.
Yeah.
This has taken an interesting turn.
I knew where Micah was going, and so I try to get ahead of it.
Ah.
But sometimes it's like a train, and you're just barely there, and you just get run over by Micah.
Did you ever have chicken pox?
I did as a kid. I don't remember it, but...
I'm safe because I never had chicken pox.
Interesting.
Yes.
My little brother had, I think, shingles, or were they chiggers? There's one that's really painful and itchy, or maybe they both are.
No clue.
Well, I can't remember. But anyway, he had to have an oatmeal bath as of recently.
Not to be confused with my cat, Oatmeal.
No, he did not have a bath with Alyssa's cat named Oatmeal.
Would be crazy.
It's only time for Sophie, too.
We tried to bathe her when she arrived because she was horrifying. And I don't know why, because Oatmeal was terrifying when he showed up. We were scared of him. He was bloody. Like, he was a street cat that was a fighter, and we just let him do his thing.
Was he one of the Greeley gangs, Norteños or Serenos?
He must have been, because we were terrified of him. Sophie is cute, small, affectionate, so I thought it would be fine. I had no fear, and she mauled us. Like, we were bloody because she got so angry to be in water. I don't know what we were thinking. It was foolish. So don't try to take a bath with either of them.
I had to take Boba Pet to the vet. Oh, that's a good story. Boba Pet goes to the vet. Oh, it can teach kids about all the times when you have to take your pet to the vet and they don't come back.
No.
Oh, she came back. She's fine.
I was going to say.
But she's getting up there with age, and she's got some digestive issues. Mm. And they told me she's a senior cat now.
She's 7.
8. Almost 8.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 7's the senior cat age as far as I know. Which is crazy because they can live forever.
They can live for 20 years. Yeah. You're telling me for the last half, if more, if not more, of their lives are spent as seniors?
Yeah.
She still plays though, which is nice, but it's kind of hard to hear if like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, tell ya. Anyway, it was a fine vet visit.
Good.
She doesn't behave very well.
I'm learning more about the vet world because I had a vet in Denver. My sister works at a vet office. So my dog, he just would go there, and she works at City Vet in Denver. It's a great vet. But now up here, I've just always known somebody. I don't even know. All the vet offices I've called are like booked out for the summer.
Go to Milliken. I go to Milliken.
Do you? Interesting.
It's only 10 minutes from my house, but it's great. Because I had some tough goes with some of the vet clinics in Greeley.
Did you? I've been using the place that's the easiest to get appointments is are the vet offices inside of the pet stores. And they've been fine. They've been helpful. And it's cool to take the cats to the store and let them pick out a treat. But
do they actually pick out a treat? I've never known. Even dogs, when I go to the house sitting or when I had Samwise, they never would pick out a treat. I'm like, you want this one? You want this one? You want this one?
See, we lucked out with the street cats because they just want it all. Mm. Like, they want every single thing. We got to show Sophie. Oatmeal has a giant box that used to be filled with Skinny Pop popcorn. So it says Skinny Pop on the side. But it's full of toys. And we dumped it out for her, and she freaked out. She was like, she didn't even know that many toys were an option.
When I was doing a little bit of deep cleaning on my house, because I actually had time to do that with the exams done, I got my kitchen table back. It's the first time outside of just Easter when I hosted a brunch that I have seen my table.
Wow.
So that's magnificent. I'm trying to rearrange one of the bedrooms upstairs, my office, to move it downstairs to create another bedroom.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here last week. I'm looking into being a billet family for the Colorado Grit.
What on? Oh.
It's a hockey team, and I hope to be able to house two of the players for a year.
Wow, that's exciting.
It was neat. I met the owner last week, Bob Bowden. Actually, let's talk about that for briefly in the third segment.
Yeah. We'll
mix in some astrology there, too. Yes. Micah says we have 2 minutes left, but I don't have 2 minutes. I need more for the grit.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I've been cleaning my house and catching up on all the things, and it feels good to have some time.
Yes. I will say that's my I've moved pretty much every year since I was a kid, except living in Greeley's been different, but
and a different name every couple of years too.
It's true. It's been crazy. That's one thing I love about moving is you really get to just deeply clean and go through all your stuff. Being in the same house for 2 years even felt like I couldn't believe the stuff I still had, the stuff I, you know, you just get so sentimental. You don't want to get rid of stuff, but
I had a dream last night, and the last couple nights, actually, and my dreams the last couple months have been absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. But these are a lot lighter than they have been. But the last couple nights, I've been struggling to pack before move. Like, whether it was I was at college and didn't get packed before I had to be booted out of the dorms, or an apartment when I was moving across the country. And and then I was looking it up today, like, what the heck does this mean? It says, you know, you're going through a major life change, mm-hmm. and you're just trying to catch up to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, huh. I mean, I did leave my career and then start a brand new one, and now fully licensed for the state and feds, mm-hmm. which is neat for financial advising.
Mm-hmm. You're still in the in-between, too, you know?
I won't be fully into it. So it was neat to see such a dramatic shift in this short amount of time after passing the exam.
Well, congrats.
There will be a massive party come August.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned. More Nick Snacks. We'll be right back. Nick Snacks with Alyssa Sanchez here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. We are just chatting. First of all, I had a barbecue the other day, and a good friend of mine brought her spouse. Yeah, I would say he's a good friend, too. But this goes out to John Emery, who told me that the name of this show is stupid.
John.
He said Nick Snacks is
We should call it Alyssa's Snacks.
No, that doesn't make
an
sense.
An evening with the listeners. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Fine.
Anyway.
So thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks, John. I hope you listen to this.
This one goes out to him.
I'm going to have to call him out in the Nerd Show, too, because I know he listens to the Nerd Show as well.
Mm.
And Colleen says, you know, Nick, sometimes it's weird in the morning when he's listening to your show because I hear your voice in the shower.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, that's a flattering compliment.
It is. Nice.
My husband listens to you in the shower.
Oh, my God. Well, it's a good show.
It is. Well, she's talking about the Nerd Show, not Nick Snacks, which I think I got them hooked on yesterday.
Good. Did you play it for them at your barbecue? Like, everybody
no.
just listened to my podcast.
I think I programmed it, hardwired it into their car so they can never change from anything else.
Good. We should burn CDs and give them out. Yes.
We need a best of. That's going to take a lot of editing.
Yes. Micah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We can make that happen.
For the right price.
Yeah. Anyway, the Colorado Grit is a Tier 2 NAHL hockey team.
Wow.
And if we're talking about, and people are like, what the heck is that? Well, everyone knows the NHL with the Florida Panthers and the Las Vegas Knights heading into the Stanley Cup Finals, up to 7 more games played this season.
I will be going for the Panthers because I hate the Golden Knights so much.
Interesting. I don't know who I'm going for yet. Definitely prefer West Coast, but
I hate the Knights not as much as I do the Red Wings, but I hate them very much.
I liked them when Fleury was there. I really wanted the Kraken to be able to go, but I'm glad Dallas got knocked out.
I hate the butt Kraken as well. My hatred is number one. It's the Red Wings, and then it goes. Probably Vegas, definitely Vegas, and then it's somewhere between Minnesota and Dallas, and then Seattle.
That's a lot of hatred, Micah. I try not to carry on to that. Hold on to hatred.
And that's just hockey. We haven't even gotten into football or people with weird names.
Well, there's so many more layers to Micah.
It's true.
Well, now I got off. Okay, anyway, NHL. Is the top AHL. The Colorado Eagles are part of the AHL. Those players interchangeably can go up to the NHL and vice versa.
Mm. Or if they go to Canada, it's AHL.
AHL, yes.
And nice. Then Canada we have, and hockey.
Then we have the regional divisions and leagues. So the East Coast hockey team, ECHL, there's the Central hockey team, there's the West Coast hockey team. So there's a league, I mean. So they're like tier three as far as professional hockey goes. Then you go into the, I'd say, minors, where you have, players like tier one in the minors, the NAHL. They're like division one hockey players. They're on their way to the NHL or mm-hmm. playing for their colleges. I mean, pretty incredible hockey. DU especially is phenomenal. And this is tier two. And tier one has about 900 players, between 800 and 900 players, some of the best young athletes in the world, because they are coming from across the globe, not just the North America. And then tier two is going to be the Colorado Grit. So about 1,200 of the best kids. Heck, even some of the coaches were in Holland. No, wait, that's called the Netherlands now, right? Anyway, they were over. No, I can't remember where. Norway? Anyway, they're trying to recruit some players for the tier two. And yeah, about 30% of those players can go to Division One colleges or wow. get into the NHL. And with the Billet family, you know, it was really informative to go to the meeting last week. And, here there was a family there that had billeted for Landeskog from the Colorado Avalanche. And, you know, they're still in touch. Wayne Gretzky even was billeted when he was a kid. And a Billet family is a host family for when minors go elsewhere to play a sport, hockey, baseball, things like that. Kind of be consistent for them, a good home, meals, support. And, they're saying a lot of times, and I know this is true, parents of athletes, we'll say athletes in quotes because they're children, are way too hard on them, trying to live out their dreams, in their children, yelling at them if they don't get a goal. And we were talking about this yesterday at my barbecue, actually, Wayne Gretzky. He didn't have parents that harped on him to be the best. And, why did we deviate? He said, well, because professional sports weren't as popular as they were now. Mm-hmm. Now you see that these people came from nowhere and they've been some of the greatest athletes, in the galaxy. And now you have parents who are raising children and they never got to be that person who came from nowhere, came from the slums, came from this, rose up and became a professional athlete and got all this fame and notoriety. So they see a little inkling of skill in their kids and, gosh, beat the love out of the sport for them. And not just that. It can be music. It can be anything. Mm-hmm. Art, writing, sports. So I want to just say shame if you're one of those parents. I do not like you. I do not respect you. And I hope we never see each other in a arena together. We throw down. I mean, nowadays, you can't even find umpires to umpire children's Little League games. My brother went by to the old park where me and him used to play 30 years ago. Okay, it wasn't that long. And there was one umpire. There's no one on first or third base being able to help with calls. It's because parents are so outrageous and so awful. In fact, there was a city, I think, either in Texas or Florida, if parents are caught being rude, then they have to be the umpire and they go in and have to ump. And I don't know how that goes, whether they actually take it seriously or I don't know. I just think, boy, parents have done a great job of ruining sports for kids.
It's true. Passion is a tricky thing to foster. I know me and my sister did so many sports when we were a kid. My dad's a big sports guy and he was always our coach and had the best intentions, but both of us are artists now, so didn't work out.
I don't understand.
It's hard.
So it's hard. Yeah, to hear the owner, Bob Bowden, he offered me his home in Aspen for the Aspen Music Festival because we were talking about what I used to do. And unfortunately, I'll be out of town that week. But great guy. I'm going to meet with their staff tomorrow to go over Greeley a bit because many of them are new. And I have a lot of insights into the city and the community, their aspirations of attendance because people aren't going to know. Mm-hmm. And it's legit. It's going to be a really good team right here in downtown.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm really stoked to see it. They have the best intentions as to grow these players, not just as athletes, but as people, as
community leaders, you know, out supporting you know, kids and school programs and volunteering for the Boys and Girls Clubs or other things that they may be able to do. I'm pitching a fundraiser where people can pay money to have these kids shoot at me. And trust me, these kids are really good.
That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome.
And I've also offered to be their goalie in the mornings if they need a, if their goalies need a break and don't want to participate for the morning skate. That's sometimes optional for goaltenders. So if I do get two kiddos to stay with me, then part of the contract will make sure that they can come into any of my adult recreational leagues and be ringers.
Oh, cool.
No, that's not going to happen. Oh. They wouldn't let that. But, you know, dang, come into drop-ins every now and again and just shoot on me so I can have some really high-quality, maybe future NHL players shooting at me.
Oh, that'll be fun. How old are these kids? Do you know?
17, 18.
Oh, geez, that's a tough age.
Yeah, and so the Junior Eagles were here before and just rumors galore, but they didn't take hockey very seriously. They liked the partying, getting the girls. Micah's taking a selfie in there. That's kind of neat. I'd never seen Micah take a selfie before.
I'm not taking a selfie. I'm taking a picture of the computer.
Yeah, we saw your arm extended, smiling at it. Maybe you're squinting.
You look great.
Yeah, you do.
You look great in that picture, Micah.
But this team is a lot more serious because they know they are at that cusp of being traded up. You can't get traded in this league. Imagine being 17 years old and being traded. That's got to be tough. Odd and trippy. You know, so they can be traded. They can be cut and scrapped from the team. But I'm stoked. I really hope I get two of these kiddos. It's going to make that Costco membership even more worth it. Plus, yep. I have the extra square footage in my house, and why not liven it up? But they don't, you know, they're very strict on what they eat, on their workouts, on their downtime and their mental game, because that's just about anything for these level of athletes is all mental. Now he's taking a selfie. Yep, now he's smiling. And I... There he is. He's in there.
Check your phone.
So, yeah, I can't wait.
Lovely.
We're going to have to go live. Actually, somebody did say we need to do that. So, Alyssa, when we have our brainstorming on how to make Nick Snacks and Alyssa elevate.
Going live.
Yes. Not live, but, like, we'll talk. Stay tuned. More Nick Snacks. We'll see what's going up in space when we come back. To Nick Snacks with Alyssa here in studio. Nick Snacks. You can find us on Spotify or iTunes at Nick Snacks 1310. There is a caricature of me. If I ever have a, you know, it'd be a fun game show competition for lay people.
What?
Is having them be amateur sketch artists.
Like Pictionary.
Okay, yes. But I think. It's a lot more detail than desk, person. Like, you need to describe somebody and see how close, I don't know, three contestants are. Maybe you have three rounds, and then one's a color round. I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
Gosh.
Let's keep dreaming.
You know, at the new library downtown, which I still have to go see. I can't wait.
I can't believe you haven't seen it.
I know. I think I'm going to spend some time there tomorrow because now I can work a little bit more remotely.
Their offices are beautiful in there. They're really nice. They have like little study rooms you can rent.
Mm. Yes, they're nice. I can't wait. We'll do a full review. Maybe they'll let us do a live show from there.
They have a podcast set like area in there. I don't know how high tech it is, but it's. I mean, I sat in there and I talked, and it was cool. So
it's an interesting thought I had the other day, walking and listening to a podcast. No, I don't listen to my podcast. I think that's weird. Alyssa, do you listen to us?
Sometimes, only when my friends are feeling particularly cruel.
We won't tap into that yet. But a lot of the podcasts, you know, I'm listening to a lot of stock market podcasts and you know, other things, and then even audiobooks. But with the podcasts, there's a lot of podcasters who have, you know, the podcasting voice. And this is, you know, a radio show first. And so we have more radio personalities than podcasting.
I don't even know how I got here. I just showed up and you kept me around. I don't know if I have a radio personality or a podcast voice.
You got here using your car.
That is true today.
Oh, you didn't walk in the nice weather?
No, because my office is so hot that I left it.
Oh, still problems over there, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll get it figured out eventually.
No, they wouldn't. If they hadn't in 7 years, there's little to no hope.
I'm hoping. I'm praying.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to burn alive in that place.
Rebellions are built on hope. Remember that.
I will.
Anyway, I just thought it was fascinating if some podcasters have the podcaster voice where it's a little more monotone, a little more not as expressive.
Mm.
And then there are this.
And there's us. Damn. I feel like I have a kind of monotone voice, though.
That's all right. I balance it out.
It's true with all your ups and downs and skips and jumps.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Vocal calisthenics.
Yes.
Well, Alyssa, you're our whiz in the sky.
Yes.
So what is going on?
Honestly, I think that this week is a really chill astrological week. So it's still Gemini season, which is nice. I feel like Gemini is balance, but a lot of people feel like Gemini is two-faced. Like Gemini's sign is the twins. The icon is the twins. So it's
like don't say that about German guy.
About who?
German guy.
She's
talking about the German guy.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
I don't know.
The German guy.
But yeah, thank you, Micah.
See, there's Cancer, there's Scrappy Joe, there's German guy.
I'm saying I love Geminis, German guys. I think I'm loving Gemini season so far. It's finally calming down. And then Mercury is still in Taurus, which is nice. Taurus is very solid, very grounding. So all of our communications should be going pretty well. I feel like it's a good time to connect with the people that are in your close circle. And then Venus is in Cancer. Venus is all like love, not necessarily romance, but just like deep, deep connection. And Cancer is very sensitive. So right now, I know I'm feeling this. I'm feeling very introspective. Like, how can I connect deeper with myself? What can I do for acts of kindness for myself? What does like luxury for me look like? Because it doesn't look the same for everybody. So it's a good time to connect with that. And then Mars, which is the planet that rules like conflict, is in Leo.
War,
yes, is in Leo. And Leo is a crazy sign. Leo is very fiery. It's very passionate. It's very like showy. And I love Leos. Most of my best friends are Leos. But Mars and Leo can be tricky. It's just a time to not get caught up in like the semantics of things or your pride. Leo's really tricky with pride.
So you hear that, Putin?
Yeah, Putin. Don't get caught up in your pride.
And there were drone attacks in Moscow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn it, Putin.
No, that's good. We want...
Oh, good.
The conflict taken to Russia. Well, I can't say
as
we.
Long as we're
I
not
know
paying
about
for
conflict.
It.
You know, all the folks that are complaining about our ridiculous spending. Mm-hmm. The total that we've given to Ukraine accounts for...
Part of the proxy war.
0.001% of our national debt.
Wow.
Which is $31 trillion.
31.4.
And rising. You guys should all download the National Debt Clock app. It's shocking. It breaks down a lot of stuff, and it's scary. It might make you not sleep at night.
Nah, I already don't have a problem with that. But you got to spend money to make money.
It also has other countries' debt, other countries' GDP, our GDP, you know, projections in the future, as well as history and every state. It's a great app.
Wow.
A lot of numbers.
A lot going on there.
Well.
Anyway, last big thing that's happening this week astrologically. On Saturday, there was a full moon in Sagittarius, which I think is an awesome way to end this week. Sagittarius is a really spontaneous and fun sign. So it's just kind of all about like not staying in one place, but not in a way that is feeling like you have to, not in a way that's ambitious, but more so in a way that is actually knowing how to act on the things that interest you, like your urges, just like being really open to change is all Sagittarius. And full moons are very much about culminations, kind of welcoming a new chapter. And so it's a good time to just like do something fun and follow what feels like just follow your whim, like in a fun way. Not...
So I'm a Sagittarius, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I just do things on a whim, and I just love change.
Yeah, that's you. Sagittarius are very interesting. They're very,
I'm very interesting.
Yeah, they just do their own thing, like, so much.
I might take advantage of that.
You should. It's a great time.
It's a great song, too.
You can go your own way. It's overrated.
What's that, REO Speedwagon?
I have no idea, but it's a good song.
Oh, well. Yeah, because Monday I start my Know Your Customer training. So this is, again, just an onboarding orientation type of week of watching a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday come Monday is going to be that I'm going to enjoy. Maybe I'll get the fire pit going.
You should. That's a great way to enjoy a full moon is with just like, yeah.
Fire pits and friends.
Yeah.
We need another F word. Fire pits, friends, and...
fundamental elements.
No.
Fuchs.
Not Fuchs from Barry.
Onions.
Mike and I will give a recap of the show Barry next
week. At some
point. Yeah, or sometime. It was a great show, but friends... We'll figure it out.
Funyuns.
The final episode just Funyuns? Kind of...
Funyuns. Mm.
It wasn't really satisfying.
We'll get into that, though, next week.
Yeah. I was just kind of bummed by it.
I'm worried that Ted Lasso ends tomorrow. Oh, by the way...
I'm glad it ends.
Since it ends... and this will be last night. I'm doing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader trivia.
Oh, for Ted Lasso.
No.
Oh.
This is just my own trivia stuff.
Oh, all right.
So, I don't like that, the title, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Should I call it You're Not Smarter?
Like, do you remember all the stuff from that you should have learned in fifth grade?
Yeah.
It's misleading. Those kids aren't necessarily smarter than you. It's like, do you remember the stuff that you learned when you were 10 or 11?
Sounds like Micah's not
Boy,
smarter than a fifth
good
grader.
Luck marketing that, especially on a 30-second commercial sound bit.
It's not honest.
Do you remember the things you had to learn by rote when you were a fifth grader? Well, tune into our next commercial for more.
This fifth grader just beat you because this fifth grader learned it yesterday.
Well.
He's got a good point.
So
I'm gonna
fifth graders should be running our
country. I'm going to find a bunch of fifth graders and I'm going to bring them to the distillery.
That sounds sketchy. That's going to be a soundbite to clip.
Yep.
Oi. Well, this has been Nick Snacks with Alyssa. Tune in next week for an all-new Nick Snacks. One of the greatest names in podcast history.
Yeah, John.
Right, John? Exactly. Well, that's our cutoff.